What if you could sit down with someone from another culture? What if hearing the way they experience life, things that brought them joy, or the moments in their life that changed the way they saw humanity actually changed your view of the world? What if their story gave you more confidence in sharing your own, or more grace in hearing another's? What if it allowed you to see your fellow human and understand that you are a fellow human? I believe humanity holds love and beauty, and I've found it so deeply in these humans and so many more. Individuals that have changed the way I see the world. And I'm so honored to share one of them with you right now. Welcome to today's episode of Your Fellow Human. I'm your host, Liana. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a second and answer one of the most common questions I get asked. Can I come with you? And the simple answer is yes. I host a few trips a year, but these are not your typical group trips. These are intimate adventures that allow you to travel responsibly, connect authentically, and experience a new culture alongside those that call it home. Whether you are a human looking to experience travel authentically, or a fellow creative looking to deepen your community and experience culture in an intimate and responsible way, this community is for you. If you are interested in joining me or want to see what trips are on the docket, then head to the link in the show notes and join my travel community. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know exactly what I mean when I say the most beautiful parts of this world are those we get to connect with. I love the opportunity hosting these trips gives me to share some of those amazing people with some of you in real life. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I am so excited to share one of those amazing humans with you right now. Today, I want to introduce you to Andres. Andres and I are here in his home country in Bolivia. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting him a few years back in Mexico, diving on a project. And we've just had the opportunity to stay in touch and finally get together again here. And he is just a lovely human being. He's just been someone that every time I've had the opportunity to speak with or be around, or just all the mutual friends that I know that speak of you, speak very highly, and you have always just been such a sweet person to be around. The way you are genuine with people around you, the way you interact with people, the way you choose to see those around you, and just intentionally hold space for people is something that I really appreciate and admire in you. And I'm grateful to know you, and excited to sit down and just be able to share a little bit more about you with anyone listening. So thanks for letting me ask you a lot of questions.
Wow, thank you, Liana. That was a little bit overwhelmed by that introduction. Thank you so much. Excited to be here in this space. I know you do a lot of good with a lot of good people around the world. So very, very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm honored to have you. Yeah, it's cool. I've been able to have a lot of our mutual friends on, so it's only fitting that we get to have you now. Yeah. So
Thank you.
So I have a list of questions I work through with every guest. They're all just designed at getting to know you, share your view of the world, your experience in life. No wrong answers because it's you. So we'll jump right in and you answer as you feel comfortable.
Sounds good to me. Okay. Let's go.
First one is, who do you define yourself as?
I define myself as different, many different things, but I also don't like to overthink things. I'm very loyal to that. And I think I'm very loyal to the first things to come to your mind. And I think, like you said, there's no wrong answers. And but in a way, I think I'm a person that is very optimistic about life, mm-hmm. and very, very, very optimistic about humanity in general. And mm-hmm. I consider myself a traveler and a person that likes to go out and be uncomfortable in different places, so I can be there long enough so I can feel comfortable where I am. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's gonna sound a bit cliche, but I think I'm a dreamer in terms of understanding that I have the capability of doing something that's much bigger than myself in the work that I do, in the interactions that I have with people in my day to day. So I try to live with enough presence to be able to have an impact on my day, and as well to have an impact in somebody's day, or even if it's somebody who I know or I don't know, who I love or I don't love. And I think I try to walk through life with that. It's not something that I consciously have in my mind all the time, but I think it's something that I'm naturally comes to me. So I think don't want to sound too poetic this early in the podcast.
I don't think it's good. You can sound poetic early on. You're a poetic soul, and you do a really cool job. I mean, I know we were talking the other day just about even the value that you place on not just a photo or an image, but also the caption and the story mm-hmm. behind something. So it's everything you've just shared is very fitting to you and who I know you to be. And I also just love the way you started that. I'm just like, I want to be true to the first thing that comes to mind and not overthinking it. And
I think if I have to define myself, I'm very true to myself
mm-hmm. yeah.
more than anything. And not from a space from ego,
mm-hmm.
because I understand that ego is one of my worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I have to be confident in myself enough to walk through life to be able to, like I said, fulfill my purpose
mm-hmm.
and be an expert at what I want to be an expert,
mm-hmm.
and then be humble enough to learn and go into these experiences of where I am a beginner or where mm-hmm. I am not as good or mm-hmm. I don't feel as capable or ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that I think that more than anything, if I have to take it one way.
I really appreciate it. No, I think it's a really beautiful answer, and I appreciate it. And I think I don't think it's easy to sum anyone up in like a short time, but I think you gave like a really great sum up in some ways of who you are. So I appreciate
that. Think about it. Yeah. try not to think about it.
We torture you a bit.
No, it was good.
Next one's easier. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food. Well, it depends on the day, but if I have to go easy again on the answer, I enjoy a lot of Mexican food, and I can live off tacos a long, long, long time, but as well Japanese food in general. Anything with rice, white plain rice, and like something with something stronger sauce with protein and veggies, I'm good to go, you know?
Fair. Yeah, I'm a big fan as well of both of those things, yeah. Can live on that, for sure. And food here doesn't hurt either, yeah.
Yeah, Bolivian food is very, very good, but I do love it. But we have a street food here in Bolivia, it's called salteña, mm-hmm. and I think whenever I come back from trips, it doesn't matter if it's long or short, the first thing is like, my dad's like, are you coming to lunch? Still in Bolivia, it's very common, like family is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I go have lunch with my family at least 3 or 4 times a week if I'm in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first spot I'm gonna see my father, like at his house having lunch with the rest of the family. So I asked for salteña. So
fair. Okay.
Bolivian food, I would say salteña.
Fair. Are you reading anything right now?
No, I'm writing a lot. So.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, so, but at the moment, I'm very bad at reading because one, I get really sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And two, when I'm reading, it has to be like really early in the morning when I'm having like coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like I'm not reading because I'm editing or I'm like preparing something for shooting or photos or video related, and mm-hmm. that already takes a long time, so
yeah.
But I'm trying to get better.
I think it's like a common I interview people from all walks of life, but within our space of the creative space, it's a common response where we're like, we don't really have the focus for a book because we'd rather do something else at that time or just sitting still.
When it works for me, it has to be really early in the morning.
Yeah, fair.
Where my mind's clear, like mm-hmm. even if, sometimes instead of stretching or meditating or something like that, I call it in the morning, I'm very focused on my well-being, like
yeah.
internally
mm-hmm.
or externally with exercise. But reading is one of those things, but I think I have to do it more often. Definitely. I'm not gonna say I'm a reader here in this space.
You and me both.
It's okay. Yeah. I need to get better.
Fair. What would you say is your greatest fear?
I think that changes a lot with time, depending on the situation where you are. But I would say, like, going back to being true to yourself, I think something very important for me is when I'm not. And when I call it when I'm asleep.
Hmm.
So the times of my life where I've been asleep, I haven't been true to myself, and in the process, when you're not awake, when you're not conscious of your decisions, you end up hurting yourself, you end up hurting other people. And then you end up doing things you don't really want to do instead of projects and trips related to the things we work on and stuff, mm-hmm. photography and video, and you're not surrounded with the people you want. Mm-hmm. So I think if I have to give you that answer right now in this space, in this moment, it would be around that. Like, mm-hmm. Not to be... Because, most of the time we try to know what we all know what's best for each of us. That's mm-hmm. why you have to try. I'm a believer. You have to try all different things, extreme and calm. Mm-hmm. You have to try different diets. You have to go vegan for a while. You have to try gluten free. You have to go back to meat. You have to see how it reacts in your body. And, mm-hmm. Especially here in La Paz, where you have high altitude, you have to understand how your body reacts to how you eat. And mm-hmm. and I always say, altitude makes you really puts you in a humbling space mm-hmm. with your body. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're coming from, if you're an athlete, if you are somebody that works on everything in their body, but for me, it's in that space where I would say getting to know yourself and understand what's good for you, mm-hmm. and from there, be as faithful as you can to that, mm-hmm. because it's not perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect, but when I'm not, it's a very disappointing space to be with myself, mm-hmm. because it's not like you every day you realize you're like, oh, I fucked up, you know. Can I take curse here?
Yeah, you're fine. Nope. 100% yourself.
So I would say something like that right now.
It's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate the fullness, the honesty, the mm-hmm. the answer in that. So yeah, you're right too. The more amusing note of that, yes, the altitude humbles you. I stepped off the plane and immediately sat on the ground.
To La Paz, just be very, very patient with your body.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool. On the other end of that, what would you say that you value the most?
I try to be as real as I can. I like that, being faithful to myself, to my mm-hmm. group, to the mm-hmm. people that are around me. Mm-hmm. Understanding that I'm very patient with myself, I live very passionately, mm-hmm. Very, very passionately, and even though that sometimes can be it's not annoying, but it because it's like, to other people, I feel like everybody loves sharing what they love mm-hmm. with people, and mm-hmm. photography was my gateway to share my travels, mm-hmm. but then it just hand to hand started to grow, and now for me, part of the majority of my work is to share my country, because my country, Bolivia, is not very explored or known. Yes, a lot of people come and visit, but at the same time, I traveled all over the world for a long time, and it was a lot of fun, and it's still a lot of fun to go and do all these things. But I would say that I feel when something, like, I'm very faithful to that, when life is kind of easy, mm-hmm. it's like the decisions are easy, mm-hmm. the doors open, the opportunities mm-hmm. to give yourself. And when I'm speaking about and documenting and creating stories and sharing all of that here from my culture and the diversity that's within this country, mm-hmm. it's just, I know it's the right path, mm-hmm. and there's plenty of creators that are very talented and they're gonna be telling beautiful stories around the world, mm-hmm. and I will do that as well, but I know when I do it here, it just feels mm-hmm. different. So mm-hmm.
It answers fully, and I kind of love that. I feel like even for what I know of you, like, it does, like, the fact that your fear and your value are very similar, of like, this is what I don't want to have happen, and this is what I really intentionally make sure happens. Mm-hmm. And I think it speaks a lot to the authenticity of who you are, and how you choose to show up in the world, how you choose to show up for yourself, for others, and to do that. So I think that's really awesome and super cool.
It's not something like that. I think that it's, I don't know, for me, I'm very clear with the signs when it's the right path. Mm-hmm. Sometimes life is very direct with that, and if it hits you and slaps you in the head, or But in the same way, like, when it's really easy, and some people like the challenge, but when it's really easy, just enjoy that. It's like a, like, I don't know, like surfing, a good wave, or or when in the river with the current, like, it's really easy. You don't have to. So just having that flow, it's, but you really have to pay attention to that. So I think one of the things that I enjoy with, within of what, how I perceive life, is that I think I'm very always like looking out if it's easy, if it's hard, and then if it's hard, like no, there's no way around it, or like this is the final stop, and then I have to try and find another way, or if there's another way, and it had been, I mean, it's not like it has to be really easy for me to do it. No, but life will give you the, open the doors for you.
No, I think you're speaking to something that, like, I think is really important, that, like, yeah, it's good to be able to push yourself and to find another way when necessary, but, like, also don't be afraid to press into when it is easy and when it has a nice flow to it. Like, sometimes there's a reason. Sometimes life has this big thing in front of you and you're like, it makes sense. Do it. So, yeah, for sure. I can understand that. When was the last time you felt joy?
I mean, I find to today. Today was I don't know, excited to be back in La Paz. Yeah, I mean, we all feel it's, but with true joy, I don't know. I've been appreciating a lot of time with my family now. I had Matthew 6-7 months ago, so different. Yeah, I can't imagine what my brother's going through with his blood, his son. But me being the uncle, I really feel like it's one of the things that has changed a lot in the last year. Like, yeah, I will go back home and see my family, but now, like, I want, like, I don't want to miss the opportunity to be with my family and share all of this love and all of this with them. So if I have to be, yeah, of course, I feel joy every day, but if I have to be true to, like, the different joy, like, that, and of course I'm traveling around the country in this beautiful project that I'm doing now, and I felt like 10 years ago when I was leaving for the first time to do a dip of my backpack around the world, and you know, and I was coming back to my apartment in 4 weeks, you know, like, but it feels different. It feels what I'm doing now is it's the biggest project of my life until now, so I'm excited.
For sure. No, it's really cool. Yeah, kids, for sure, they have a way of changing the time frame of things, because you miss more in a shorter time frame, and it's really cool. I'm sure you're an awesome uncle, and it's a nice stage of life to step into, for sure.
I've, you know, picked up enough cameras and camera backpacks so that I can pick up a child
for hours. And yeah, exactly.
So
like, kid weighs nothing.
I'm well trained, I always say. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, and the project you said, like, again, to just be able to pour into something, I think, as, like, those doors open and close and life changes and you come to appreciate some things a little bit differently. So it's cool. I'm excited for that for sure. When was the last time you were afraid and why?
The day I started the project, March 2nd. And then the day before, I was like, I'm never like, oh, why am I doing this? I'm not going to do it. I should stop now. I'm like, I'm already, my feet are in the water. So let's just, you know. But with that excitement, that joy, thankfully, you know, so I'm doing a photography book about Bolivia for the first time in my life, and it's gonna take a year and a half of my life traveling around, and most of the time I'm already driving around, and most of the time the idea is to do it by myself, but I'm joined with, the idea is to share and to do a bit more slow travel around my country, be more curious, more conscious, take it easy. I don't have to cover everything, because the book's about my experiences around my country and how I encounter them and how I share them. And it's gonna be a beautiful photography book that I, you know, I'm already excited, but at the same time, it's, I don't know, it goes back to, like, living very passionately, and you know, if it just feels like, when you are about to do it and when you're doing it, it feels like, I can do this and then I can die, you know, like, one of those things. When you, anything you do, it's, when you're shooting one day in a specific place, or we're doing a video, or you everything you. And I, that's how I feel right now. Like, this is the biggest project of my life, but this until I'm done with it, I'm then.
And then something.
So like for a year and a half from now, maybe, you know, I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's chill. You know, yeah. But right now, it just feels super intense and it's beautiful. So I'm writing that. I understand that the fear and the excitement are, you know, it's just thin line, but it's the same emotion. So so I just go towards more of a, I'm excited, but I'm also, you know, right now. Every chapter, every month is a different place with different people, and I'm not afraid right now, but I think it's a place where I'm just letting people, like, life kind of like surprise me. And
for sure.
The idea is to go a bit slower, and when you're going a bit slower, you're more curious, kind of like you today walking around the city and photographing and stopping. Today, you know, you have to be in that state. You have to be curious. You have to. And that's the idea of the book. I just have to be in this state where I need to be curious. I need to be interested in, if something gets my attention, I need to go and figure out and document it properly and figure out why. And then the stories come from those experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah, the there's so much there. Yeah, for sure. And again, like, you know, it's going to be incredible. You're book goal to come out commemorating the 200th year of your country.
Yes, it's so 2025 is 200 years since the foundation of Bolivia. So it was a perfect excuse, which I was looking for the last few years. But still, the idea, I know I could have just gone to my hard drives. I've been, you know, back in Bolivia for 7 years now. I'm documented in every way that I can, because this is usually how I approach my projects, even if it's a client project or if it's me. If I do not give myself the space to enjoy my experiences, I don't want to photograph them. So usually when you go to a sunset with me in a place, I will have the first 35, 40 minutes and I will go wild with the camera, with the drones, I'll put everything. And it doesn't matter if I shot until the very last beat of blue hour. Even a blue hour, I'm going to give myself 5 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 seconds, depending on how intense the situation is, to myself. Because, yeah, we all enjoy shooting and we all enjoy, but if I don't have this for me and I understand that who am I with here and everything, I forget it. Yeah, the photos are there, but I'm not true to the, I don't remember the experience truly. So I've learned that through all these years of traveling, and if when I was just shooting to create good content or shooting to have the secret places and the bangers and all that stuff, it made no sense to me. And it's until this day today, it made no sense. So I don't worry too much. I just try to enjoy and document what's happening around me.
Yeah, the time is huge. Just slow to take that intentionally. I love that. I love that reminder for anyone to just like, hey, if it's 30 seconds, if it's 30 minutes, just sit down and remind yourself what you're experiencing.
Yeah, it's, you don't need that much time. Sometimes it's cool, but
yeah,
it's just the idea of, I don't know, it's that little fresh air, like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
And I'm here with these people, and I'm here sharing, and this happened, and it's like a little internal log of, like, that kind of like you feel here and then to your brain and to your heart and to your body, and then you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
No, whatever happens after.
Yeah, like, you're like, it's fine. But yeah, that moment where you're like, this is real right now. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm experiencing this. So, yeah, it's cool.
I think that, yeah.
I'm sure there is, but would you say there's a moment in your life that changed you or taught you something?
I mean, yes, there's plenty, of course. I try to understand that through travel I grow. This happens since I'm a child, and but I'm gonna share the last one, that since I'm writing a lot for the book, the idea is that I'm trying to be as deep as I can into like my feelings and my teaching, my learnings. But one I really enjoyed was a few weeks ago. I was in the south of Bolivia. I was one of the persons that came with me. He's from there, and he's a very close friend of mine. He's also a photographer. Is Yayo, and his mom last year got an eye vision problem, and she's blind now. So he's, you know, this is of course not for me to, but I had lunch with them when I was in Tarija, and something very, very beautiful thing that happened is that I'm so used to showing everything, to showing my photos and showing the videos, and I tell you about it, and but the whole lunch she was asking me about, you know, Japan and Dubai and, you know, Barcelona, and when we went to the waterfalls in Tarija and stuff like that, and I had to focus so much on being and talking and describing and the feelings and the sensations, and it's something that, you know, unless you're writing a lot, you're not doing in general, especially in this time now that everything is very fast content. So I think that for me was like, I noticed myself putting the effort for me to speak more like in this, but at the same time it brought me into all these experiences in details that maybe like I was skipping, you know, and for me that was like something that was beautiful because it's what I need, it's the preparation I need for the book, for me to do the writing. It's a photography book, of course, but in the end I want the words to be as passionate as what you see in the and descriptive and so I'm very thankful for that moment, my friend's mom, and the idea that, you know, that interaction really, when I left the house, I was like, yeah, okay, this is I'm very thankful for this. So
yeah, that's a really unique experience, and like to reset your mind, I think, especially like you said, like in a fast-paced environment, we forget, like in a place where people don't really stop and read to say like, this is important to put this down and to share what you were feeling and what you experienced. So that's really cool.
It was very, very like unique. I kept myself struggling in the beginning because I was like, I have no problem in like being descriptive and going into, you know, detail and stuff, but at the same time it was like, I was like, yeah, I'll show you the photos, you know, but I'm like, I cannot do that, you know? So I had to describe this, all these sensations, all these places. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very, very unique. And you know, it definitely is a preparation for the book and for life in general for now. So.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's awesome. All right. So you've kind of known me for a while, but we haven't really spent too much time together. But what is something you think you and I have in common?
Well, we talked about it today, and it's people in general. You have you're very interested in knowing people's stories. I like to say that, you know, I like to walk through life understanding that I'm a very good person, and I want to transmit that, but I'm also a believer that everybody around me will be good as well, more good than bad. And when I met you, I remember it was just, you were just a good person, a good heart, and it was easy, and because we were under a shooting, a stressful situation. And,
very stressful.
But more than, you know, nice and being helpful and all stuff, I try to pay attention to, even if you act douchey, but I understand that you, it, like, somebody's a good person, it's fine, you know, but you have good intentions. And then just want to enjoy life as well. And in the process, if you can have a good impact. And I remember that from Mexico, and of course from last year when we were speaking, and you were in Bolivia as well. And I mean, you've connected with more people in La Paz in 7 days here than I have in the last 5, you know, years. You clearly have a lot of interest in people. So, but the idea for me, I think that what truly, I think today when we spoke, like, what do you enjoy photographing? Clearly, people is one of those things, and then you know, being able to go to the market and get to see the caseritas, the sellers, you know, it's a whole process of understanding that the fact that somebody is giving us the opportunity to capture them or talk to them or whatever, I get a lot of problems here because people think that I want to photograph them as like mocking them, and I try to make them, and that's why last time I photographed these cholitas, I spent an hour and a half because I'm trying to tell them that if I'm spending the time there to, and if I want to capture them, it's because I want to honor them and share them, and it's my way of capturing. If something is, I think it's beautiful, or if I think it's interesting or something, it's my way, and I think you have the same approach as well. So I think
I appreciate sharing that. And again, even when you were sharing before in the car of like, yeah, last time I was there an hour and a half, and the intentionality that you took, we stopped on the way going back to see her for you to print out a photo to give to her, and seeing that in you, like, I, even back from Mexico, I remember you being very kind, very gentle, and very sweet with everybody around. But yeah, just to put that intentionality of saying, like, I want to honor you. I value you as a person. Mm-hmm. Even how you just said, like, I believe there's good in everybody. It's really, like, just such an honor to share any little part of that with you. So I appreciate that a lot. And it's really cool. But yeah.
That's why you do these podcasts. So
I get an excuse to talk to people. Yeah.
You give more, this is a way of giving more protagonism to it. This is not about you. And it's about you as well. Mm-hmm. Because
thank you.
At the end of the day, if you bring good people or bad people here, somebody's going to take the lesson from whatever they listen. So
For sure.
I think that's an important thing.
Yeah. What is something you are looking forward to?
I think we talked about it, but the book. I'm excited.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a balance where I find enough sleep. But there's so much stuff to do, and I have a lot of exciting things that I will do again, and I will do for the first time. So we'll see how I do.
You're going to do great, and I can't wait to see when it's finished and buy a copy of it to put on my coffee table, for sure. Yeah. On the other end of that, is there anything you wish was over already or maybe didn't exist in the world today?
No, I don't think of anything right now. I think nothing comes up, to be honest. Like, maybe there's something, but it's nothing. That it's like, I don't want to say it's not important, but at the same time, it's not necessary. Like, there's nothing that's stressing me right now other than I need more sleep.
Which is it. Not less. You need more of that. Not
I need
less
more of that, not more. Less of
okay,
that.
Okay, so. I'll add a different question. But, what would you add?
But I'm working on that, so, you know. Fair. I think the fact I'm right now, the last few months I was home, so I'm back to, like, more routine, more, you know, healthier habits, better food, more exercise, and, you know, we this is not necessarily the healthiest lifestyle.
No.
So I think that's something that I want to find that balance, and I don't think it's not something that I want to be over, but I think it's something that I want to find that balance where I feel healthy, I feel strong, and I know it's going to lead for me to better experiences, me enjoying more things and then connecting better with people. So
fair, for sure. What would you say makes you feel known and valued?
I think right now, starting the project and the work that I do here is in Bolivia, specifically the Bolivians, you know, nobody wants to, not a lot of people want to go into the jungle, up the mountain and stuff. So the fact that I would say I want to experience all these things, and I've just worked enough in my ability to capture it that I can share with people and they can appreciate it enough. So I would say for sure that what I'm doing for Bolivia right now in document, I'm not the only one, and there's plenty of beautiful community of very talented people here that do their part. But I always say I focus on what I can do well and what I want to do as well. So if one day there's another way for me to showcase something about on the same subject, let's say Bolivia, that doesn't involve photography or traveling, and that day arrives, well, I'm gonna change it up. And if I go from being the photographer that travels, and I go from to being, I don't know, whatever, like, I'm okay with that, you know. I'm not gonna, I say that now, but let's see in that moment if that happens. But the idea is that I think that will be like what the book and the going to not less known places, and and I have this sensitive and conscious approach, so usually they're always like, oh, but I also went there and I could and I didn't see that. Just slow down a little bit, and but it's you know, it's a line between I want to slow down, and at the same time it's like I want to take better angles, better photos, blah blah blah, and it's that balance where you just find it and write it.
I love that your response to what makes you feel valued is being able to authentically value time and space and people around you. I think that's really cool. Yeah, it's awesome. All right, maybe we can answer this one ourselves, but where do you call home and what makes it home to you?
I think the easy answer is, you know, Bolivia. Santa Cruz is where I'm from, and where, you know, most of my family is. And but my father is from La Paz, my mom is Colombian, from Medellin. So I've you know, I feel at home in Bolivia, but like I've lived in different places. I love Mexico and Spain, feel very close to my heart as mm-hmm. well. Places that, you know, mm-hmm. they're always asking, you know, like, where will you live? Like, so I, even though I, this is from my end, but even though there's most of the places I don't go, oh, I will live here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, the places where I do appreciate it, like close to my heart, I've already lived there. Mm-hmm. So, and I will be willing to go back mm-hmm. eventually if I want to. So I'm very repetitive to the places I travel. I go back to many places. So I feel that for Santa Cruz and wherever I go back to, I think mm-hmm. it's because I feel connected to some part of the culture, to some people there, or mm-hmm. or if I really like the food, you know, maybe. Who knows?
Fair enough. Tacos would take me back to Mexico. Yeah. That's enough. What is something you wish you didn't struggle with?
That goes back to that, truly accepting yourself and loving yourself and everything.
Mm.
I think, you know, it's very general because a lot of people struggle with that, but it's a struggle that's very common. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm very, 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 very in love with everything that I'm doing and the love that I give myself, but sometimes I just struggle with that a lot. So, I'm very open about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's despite me being very happy and very, I think it's not like something that depresses me,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that I just know that
mm-hmm.
if I'm not feeling comfortable with myself, I just have to pay closer attention mm-hmm. and see where, like,
mm-hmm.
what change I need to change and what I need to do, and
mm-hmm.
kind of like with the healthy habits
mm-hmm.
and the acceptance of, you know, right now I don't have that comfort of doing this, so what can I do to make it a little bit better
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's general, but I think for a reason, is there's a lot of aspects that we all mm-hmm. struggle with or experience with, so it's the human aspect of us.
It goes to mentalities and mm-hmm. opinions and everything, mm-hmm. and I just have to remind myself that, mm-hmm. you know, change is part of everything and I have to accept it, and
mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes, you know, you just like, do I really have to?
Can
you know,
I not?
You feel a bit lazy, you know, so you're like, okay. But yeah, I would say like...
Fair. What is something you are confident in helping someone else through or with?
Doing shit that they don't think they're capable of doing.
Hmm.
I love taking people to experience stuff for the first time.
Hmm.
That especially if I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it like fills my heart in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make people feel comfortable in these moments of being scared or being uncomfortable. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it goes really well.
Sometimes.
And sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, it doesn't mean that's not perfect. But I think it's something that...
Mm-hmm. You have a very calming personality and space about you that you hold. So I can imagine, I haven't been in a situation where I've needed it, but I can imagine there's potential for it tomorrow.
Yeah, but sometimes climbing, I'm too chill, you know? It's like, oh, shut up, Andres. You're too chill.
No, it's good. But I think that's helpful. It's helpful for people when they're stressed to feel like you can do this, for someone to believe in you, for someone to tell you it's okay. So I can see that.
I'm very aware that my energy
mm-hmm.
is secure. Mm-hmm. I give a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
Secure space.
Mm-hmm.
So I give that to my loved ones and mm-hmm. to strangers and stuff, and mm-hmm. I just understand that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that, you know, everything's gonna work out just because I'm around. No, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
if somebody can just feel a little bit less scared or a bit more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
perfect.
Yeah,
I understand that. And, you know, we all have our superpowers, I call it, and we all have many superpowers. And the ability to know what, like, just your presence gives, and
mm-hmm.
more than the ability to do something,
mm-hmm.
Can be very rewarding when you're, especially when, depending on the situation, because I feel that your role
mm-hmm.
in your life, in with your family, with your loved ones, in a trip with your friends, in a trip for work, when you're working with other people, sometimes you're gonna be more of a leader, sometimes you're mm-hmm. going to be more of a passive listener, you're gonna be more so you know, it depends. Mm-hmm. I think you have to just be aware of where what you need, what your role is, and, mm-hmm. and help out. So some jobs I'm just there to give like thumbs up and be like, you're killing it, and then others, like, you know, I need to do the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like what I try to do in general. So
no, that's cool. And I think from my experience with you, very, very authentic.
Thank you.
Okay, this one's a little fun, but requires a little math. Very roughly 10,000 US comes out to about what in bolivianos?
So $1 is six today. Today, it's $6.97. So okay. 7 bolivianos.
Okay.
So 100,000. Okay. 700,000.
Okay. So if you were to, if I were to give you 100,000 bolivianos today.
Wait, dollars or?
Bolivianos, sorry.
Oh, 700,000.
700,000. Yes. Okay. So if you were to have that today, you have to spend it in 2 weeks. You cannot give it away. Yes. What would you do with it?
Easy answer. I think I put down payment for an apartment because I've been wanting to invest in that in the last few years. And the responsible answer would be that. But I would only use like half of that, and then I could probably give myself, I will take my entire family to whatever trip they want.
Nice.
Like all together. I'm very, very, my family is the people that put the travel bug, let's call it, and why I travel, and the people that have believed in me the most. And yeah, I mean, the fact that I chose this life, and they're very, very proud of that. And at the same time, I, you know, they're very patient with my absence and everything, but they're, my parents were the first ones to understand that the value of travel, and that you can do it with a lot of money, with little money, with a lot of time or little time, you know. And so, and we travel a lot as a family. Well, I mean, like, as together a lot, I would say, like, so no questions asked, I will take them on, like, the, like, they're all like, they all free dive, they all like,
oh no,
my, I do free diving trips with my family, like,
that's so cool.
So we'll probably do the whales, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, we have a very cool family.
So I would say, yeah,
makes sense,
maybe half down payment for an apartment, other half
take them on a crazy trip.
We'll just, yeah, go.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't even have to worry about spending nothing.
That's super cool. Yeah, it's awesome to have that gift come from your family to be like, go do this and give you
the. Yeah, because if you tell me, yeah, 1 year, I'm like, oh, I'll use like 20K for like the trip, you know, that's a book maybe, yeah. But
fair.
50K for a trip is a lot of money, but yeah, you know, you can spend a lot or little, but this will be like, yes, Seattle. Yes to everything.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is, but is there anything you wish you could say to somebody you love, but maybe they're not in a place that they would hear it or receive it the way that you'd intend it or want them to?
That person already knows it, and, and I tell them, but at the same time, it's just like, it's a place where a lot of doors have, a lot of the roads and the paths that the person have chosen, they're a bit rough. And it's a person, very strong, and a person that I love and admire so much, that that carries a lot, that understands the value of being faithful and being strong and being like a leader and everything. But it's okay that to have the help, to have support, and that he has to have his own voice, and you have to like, to pay attention to when life is not so tough and it's a bit easier. And we go back to, you know, if you pay attention to that, you kind of like let go through the path, and it becomes a bit like more chill.
Yeah, for sure. No, thank you for, I hope they hear that, I hope they know that, I'm sure you have shared that. Yeah,
they already know, but I would say it, because it's part, it's a good reminder.
Yeah, for sure. On the other end of that, is there anything that would be hard for you to hear about yourself from somebody you love?
Just be careful with my ego. I would say that's something within myself, and something that I know that when I'm not in a good place with my ego, which is not much of a problem, but when it is, I understand the destroyer.
I will like cut you off and be like, it's definitely not a problem from what I've experienced. Like, no, you're very patient and humble person.
But it's not that, but it's something that
you're aware of in yourself.
I am very, I understand that specifically sharing things on social media and mm-hmm. living off this and everything, people are going to take and perceive whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what mm-hmm. your intention is, doesn't matter how hard you try to send a message. Mm-hmm. So I let go of that, mm-hmm. but even that idea can mm-hmm. be seen egocentric from whatever perspective you want. Mm-hmm. But this is to the people that are important to me. Mm-hmm. To are like the people that I value their opinion, and I understand that it hasn't been much of a problem, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like the line is very thin between, like, so I try and I work constantly on having understand where I'm standing, mm-hmm. with who, and mm-hmm. and that what I'm doing has value, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's not gonna change the world, you know. It's just gonna. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for it.
Yeah.
So maybe it does, and then that, but it's not the intention.
Hmm.
So
fair. That's cool. What would you say makes you feel at peace?
Being at peace. I know for a fact that I was feeling rushed, I would say.
Hmm.
Like, I understand that there's time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that we're fucking lucky. Mm-hmm. We're very fucking lucky to live this life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that when I understand that, because, you know, when you constantly go to these places and live, and you technically your life is around chasing the sun and the better, best light, you put yourself in these situations where, mm-hmm. and every time it's like more where, how do you make this something that you value all the time, that mm-hmm. every time you are like super surprised, you are super appreciative,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that, I think when I'm in that state,
mm-hmm.
it's like so beautiful and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing those, having those things. For me, it's vulnerability, absolutely, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolute vulnerability of
mm-hmm.
understanding that the only way to truly be at peace in these places is understanding that you give yourself to these places mm-hmm. and to the experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very short
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be very long.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of the coin, is that this comes with, you know, when something doesn't go right, it is very intense. It is very, very, very powerful in that way that it, mm-hmm. it can be. So you have to be ready that
mm-hmm.
of understanding that, okay, you're going to have the good side, but then you're going to have that bad side. But it's up to you to take on the lessons mm-hmm. and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful way to say that. I appreciate it a lot. But would you say your life feels steady or uncertain right now?
I think I have a good balance. I think you know, I always plan like 6 months ahead, like within 6 months.
It's impressive in our space.
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but I think I have that ability to, you know, I always say, like, I know what I'm going to do until August, for example,
mm-hmm.
where I'm going to be going,
mm-hmm.
but I have no expectations of where I'm going to be mm-hmm. living, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like, I always do that, like, you know, like, I'm not much of deciding one day before where I'm going,
mm-hmm.
because I want to have a bit, that's cool with other people, I think, if you're following a lot of other people, and chasing them, or like, following them on an invitation for adventures and stuff like that, I'm always open to that, but I know that I'm like, when I want to go to a place, and I choose to go, I'm like, you can join me if you want, but I'm not going to change my plan, so,
yeah.
I'm a mix, I would say.
Mm.
I'm like that in a lot of aspects of my life. So I would say like that. I think it's a good mix.
Without
thinking too much about it. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, appreciate that. Okay, this is my loaded question. Good luck. If you were to share something with the opposite sex that normally they wouldn't receive while coming from you as a man,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a compliment, criticism, encouragement, something you wish women knew about men, something mm-hmm. you wish they knew about themselves, but something if you were to tell them that they would just say, okay, I accept that.
I would say, like, well, doesn't matter how much empathy you put into anything. And this is, I deal with this because a lot of people want to ask me questions about traveling and solo mm-hmm. traveling. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, when women ask me questions, it's like, yes, but you're not a woman. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I'm not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not giving you an answer for a woman. I'm giving you an answer for, in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just redirect them to somebody who is a woman who can. So I always try to be as specific as I can to their situation. And I try to take that into consideration to any advice that I give in my life or to any opinion that I give in my life. Mm-hmm. That's why right now I'm speaking to you, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I would say something that I do as a man and I try to, is I try not to interrupt much, but I do my work as a man to provide consciousness within men and to women as well.
Mm.
That it's your fight, and we're here to, if we can support, and we can, whatever support that is. And if you don't need support, then I don't have to be in every march, or I don't have to be posting every, all about it on social media. But you do that through the opportunities you provide, to the stories you tell, to how you share with your partners, your friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes the work that a man does is not necessarily out loud, but within a smaller, closer community, as an example, is even just not within men, not saying, not saying, don't say that. It's more like not contributing to that. And even if you do say something, doesn't mean, because words are words, and sometimes they can have a lot of impact. But at the end of the day, it's what you do, and that's why I think that sexism and differences is a lot of words, and then that's, that can be very harming.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of society and everything, it's just my experience is just do it. As for men, is, you know, just make, if I try to make the space as comfortable as I can for anybody that is it's complaining about this or fighting against this or creating consciousness about this.
Mm-hmm.
And for women is that, you know, I don't have to hold a sign with you, but at the same time, I'm going to do everything that I can with the experiences that I have in my life to make it feel as equal as it can and to provide that right way for you to keep doing what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, no, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very weird question. It's like, oh, I'm going to give you advice.
No. I think it's really cool. And I think that one of the things I love so much in getting to share some of the beautiful people that I know is that their response often to this question is, but it applies to everybody. Because it does, because when you value people, humanity equally, which you do, you're going to sit and create that space for each one. You're going to sit and do what you can to support each one. So I love your response.
And it's not perfect, you know?
Yeah.
There's people that are in good costumes that are shitty people. So
always.
There's you have people in very spiritual and they try to live, but they're shitty people. And they say one thing and then do another thing. And then you can have somebody who fights for a good cause, but they are
doing something else somewhere else. Yeah,
you can do a lot of things in this world, and you decide if you want to be constructive or destructive in the way. So it's up to you. So, but they both work. So that's why you have shitty people that are very successful and very powerful and very influential, and then you like, how? But it's not because they have that. It's a drive, it's a mentality, and they're just meant to be that way. So
sure. I don't know how you feel about public speaking, but if you were to have a large group of people before you and you were to share a bit of advice, life lesson, just something you feel humanity should know, what would you tell them?
I think I have a lot of things to say, but at the same time, something that I appreciate myself that I see that a lot of people struggle with is to see things very from a simple angle. Simplicity can be very, very, very powerful because it helps you to see things with clarity. But I would say that take opportunity of the bad things that happen in your life to learn. So you understand that all the tools are within yourself. You know, it's just hard sometimes, and sometimes we feel lazy, and sometimes we want to not do the work and not just suffer or just be sad or just be lazy and everything. And it's okay to do that. But I would say that give yourself a space to put yourself in the space to see different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that is hard to do, because that's why you talk to friends or you talk to family or to your therapist or whatever. But I would say that's why travel is so powerful, because it takes us completely out of our comfort zone sometimes, And then we're open, we're receptive to all these different angles of life. So mm-hmm. that's the power from your travel. And I want to bring it back to travel, all this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to do it by yourself and everything. Mm-hmm. So put yourself in these situations where, like, kind of like, how can it be worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, like, be, even if it's really bad for you, understand that, you know, there's always, it's all about perspective. And to have the ability to, of somebody to put yourself in the ability to, for yourself to see something different, or for somebody mm-hmm. to put you in a different perspective, it's like absolutely so powerful. And I think I would talk about travel a lot, but, but I would say that is something that I share a lot with
mm-hmm.
people, and there are a lot of people, they're like, okay, it didn't make sense before, but it kind of makes sense now.
Sure. Yeah, it's cool to be able to take something that, like, that I think is, it's really powerful for people to hear and to listen to, and to say, like, let me put this in the context of, like, what I do or in travel, but in just in life in general. So I mm-hmm. think it's very powerful and something worth listening
just,
to for sure.
You know, go do something different and be open to
mm-hmm.
yeah
for sure. I know this will be a lot with the book, and a lot is going to be shared with that, but what is something you wish people knew about your culture?
Let's see, that's a good one.
Also understanding that that maybe has two parts with your parents as well.
No, I mean, you know, Bolivia is a very diverse country. And for me, that has to be with most people that travel to Bolivia. And like we talked about, this is a transit country, and they only see one little piece of Bolivia. And I understand that not everybody has such, like, a really amount of time to travel, but I would say, you know, the diversity of within here is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of that, and I'm very proud to explore it, and I'm very, very thankful as well.
Mm.
But in general, we're not used to tourists, and we don't do things for tourists.
Mm.
That's why traveling around Bolivia is and visiting Bolivia is not the most comfortable, or like the most, you're gonna get the most sleep or everything, but there's, because the infrastructure is not as good as other places. But the other beautiful side of the thing, of that coin, is that you get all these places to yourself.
Mm.
You don't have to fight crowds. And that's something that I think today, more than anybody, with social media, anybody values, especially mm-hmm. like that feeling of having the soft, you being the only one out there in the soft lats, like that. Mm-hmm. And this is like, I'm not, like, you feel like you're the only person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That you get a lot here. So mm-hmm. that's why I like, sometimes it's hard to beat, like, but at the end of the day, I would say there's very kind people that just mm-hmm. like, they're just not there to please the tourists. They're just, if they're stubborn and if it can be a bit cold, and but at the same time, there's a lot of warmth. And
mm-hmm.
those, when you have those experiences, it's like, mm-hmm. wow, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that.
Yeah, for sure, and can all agree with that a lot. It's been my experience has been a very warm and beautiful, the people for sure. And yeah, those moments where you're just like, is anyone else out there right now, or is it just me? It's like
yeah.
very rare to find that in today's world. Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like you know what your purpose is in life?
Some of them. Definitely, you know what I'm doing. I think if I can bring some appreciation and love for my people, to understand that we are very lucky to live in this, where we live, and be born where we are born, despite that there's always the good side and the bad side. But I mean, I'm not here to I don't know, I focus on the good side, and everything kind of lines up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I would say I try to be as conscious as I can with my travel.
Mm-hmm. And
not in a way with, like, I'm talking within my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to that simplicity of how I see life,
mm-hmm.
and how I try to share that, even if it's through travel or through normal life, or
mm-hmm.
or a normal 9-to-5 with my mm-hmm. friends and everything. For me, it's that I understand that's a very powerful thing. And when I meet somebody that sees with that simplicity, I understand that even if they're going through tough mm-hmm. times, they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You kind of don't feel like you're responsible for anybody, because that's another thing that you have I've learned through life, is I don't have to save anybody's life. And it's not my responsibility. Even if I love them to death, it's not my responsibility. And so I think that simplicity and the fact of giving people the opportunity to see from another perspective
mm-hmm.
is what ultimately can be something that leads them in the right way.
For sure.
If they're not in the correct mm-hmm. lane in life. Mm-hmm. So I would say something like that, I think.
All right, I know you have a few, but do you have a favorite tattoo? And if so, why?
The one I was going to mention, I already mentioned them, actually. One says absolute vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
And this is just truth, truth, and truth.
And they're different.
But it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Different perspective.
Cool. I didn't even realize
because
that.
Because this is what's real, and then we all have our own truth from where we see the world. But what's real is what is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's why we have to be very careful how we say things, and that's why it's a responsibility mm-hmm. to show your own perspective of the world, because
mm-hmm.
it can affect somebody's truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say the wrong thing, and if you say it in the wrong way, it can alter people's truth of something that's
mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily my truth. And that's why I'm saying, like, I learned the tough way that people are going to take whatever they want from whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
from this podcast or mm-hmm. from whatever photo I share or interaction that I have one-to-one. I would say that. I think mm-hmm. This one, I mean, to put it in perspective, is a bunch of circles, just seen from different angles.
Mm-hmm. For sure. No, that's super cool. What is something you've accomplished that you're really proud of?
The creative community here, it's hard to create value, to understand that economically there's value to it, that there's a lot of talent, that there's a lot of unity,
mm-hmm.
The amount of people here that are super talented and they help each other and everything. Definitely for me it would be like the amount of work we put into building a community here in Bolivia of creatives that are very talented, very, very unique in their own styles, but very supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect by no means. But understanding that there's a very limited mentality sometimes in terms of if you do the same thing as I do, you are my competition, and you're my competition, you're my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And through this community that we've built with many different creatives, we've shown through example that, because this is something I get asked a lot in by other photographers who are not necessarily have seen it clearly yet, that it's like, how the hell do you do this? How do you feel happy that this person that you barely know is taking jobs from you? And you're like, but when you understand that there's abundance of jobs and opportunities, and that you don't have to do exactly what I'm doing, but you have to do what. So I'm very, very thankful for that, and I feel very proud that, you know, it's something that I was very proud of, being a lone wolf and doing all the jobs by myself and you know, putting myself in these crazy challenges. But when you understand that, you know, you can do a way better job and tell better stories and capture everything, and don't kill yourself in the process. And then there's people that are much better at you and many different things. Like, I'm not trying to prove anybody that I'm the best photographer, because it's just so relevant. It doesn't mean nothing. When you understand that, that means absolutely nothing. You understand that some people, that's why with people from different cities here, and And that I think we see that a lot in the Latino community of creatives, that it spreads beautifully, and and you see that a lot in the Latino culture in general. Doesn't matter. So I feel that naturally, that like I said, it's not perfect, but at the same time, it's still something that provides growth and provides knowledge and provides opportunities as well. To it's not dependent on nobody. You're dependent on yourself, but at the same time, you understand that you don't feel lonely. You don't feel like you're out there against the world, but you have help as well. So I think that's something that's very powerful, and and that I feel like it can be messy. It's still like very, very nice to have.
Yeah.
Like a family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't have to, you fight, you everything, but you understand the value of having a strong community.
Yeah. No, that's awesome and something to be extremely proud of, that you get to be a huge part in, and just supporting each other. And again, I love that the highlight of there's enough for everybody, and celebrate that in each other. And, you know, it's perspective, and we all get to be good at something. And that's really cool. I love that a lot. Andres, you're a truly beautiful human being, and it's it's a pleasure to know you. It's a pleasure to reconnect and spend time and just share space and time in your beautiful country as well. I know there's so much value that you've shared, just of your experiences and just how you view humanity as well. But is there anything else you want others to know about who you are or what matters to you?
Not really. I think I think I talked enough today. But yeah, just thankful for the space and for, you know, sharing this. And so is when time is very valuable for me, and I understand that somebody gives me their time, I want it to be as present as I can, and so thankful. Thank you for doing this space, for not only myself but other lovely and beautiful people, and excited to thank you for sharing my country and for visiting and for all that, like, inviting people to dream, and I'm excited to continue that, and not only here in Bolivia, but next time somewhere else as well.
Wherever we end up.
We're going to be swimming with whales, guys.
Yeah, let's go find some whales. That sounds good. Yeah, no, I appreciate it so much. And again, that time and for you to share it as well. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Gracias.
Ciao.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Fellow Human. Your reviews and support allow me to continue to share these incredible stories with the world. Please take a minute and write a review or share an episode on social media and tag me in the show. If you learned something, were impacted by this story, or if this episode changed how you see humanity, I would be so honored to hear from you. I just want to thank you for being a beautiful part of my community here. Sincerely, your fellow human.